We all have our toys that we love to play with. You know, and Dad's Day is coming up on Sunday tomorrow. And I know dads in particular seem to be guilty of loving to play with their toys, whether it's tools or digital devices. And Ed is one of our local friendly addicts, right? And devices.
You know, I like fixing things. So if there's something, you know, I have to buy something for it to break so that I can learn how it works and then fix it. Yeah. So, yeah, I love my
toys. We all love it. But, you know, one of the common themes in that is that we need power to run those little devices. And electricity is that power primarily. Well, there's an organization that is going to be hosting a festival that is called the Michigan Renewable Energy Fair. And with us once again this year is Alan O'Shea. And Alan, welcome to the Internet Advisor, and good to have you on the air with us.
Well, thank you very much, Foster. It's nice to speak with you again, and I'm excited to be on with you.
Yeah, we got it. You've got a nice fair coming up this coming weekend that is going to be not just about renewable energy, but there's some other things going on. But first of all, let's talk about the whole business of renewable energy and where we've come with that in the state of Michigan and what's going to be celebrated up there this coming weekend in Mason, Michigan.
Well, hey, great. And I'll tell you, this is going to be an exciting year. Renewable energy costs have dramatically come down by somewhere around 60% over the past decade. Mm. And, you know, they may not continue to drop at that rate, but some great creativities. And one of the things we've always highlighted for 15 years is renewable energy. Mm-hmm. What we've done this year is we have three facets to the fair. That's energy, and which includes renewables, and includes biomass, includes energy efficiency groups from all over the state. And then we have a emergency preparedness segment of that that deals with not only food storage, deals with just what to do in case of an emergency, preparation and understanding what to do in time of a disaster. Mm-hmm. That we never want, but sometimes we sustain, whether it's a hurricane or a tornado.
Right.
And then, of course, the Sustainable Living Summit, which is put on by a group of very Doug Elbinger from Newman Energy Conservation Group in Oakland County. They've got some great speakers, really good people to listen to and learn from. So.
Now, yeah, they talk about creating sustainable homes, businesses, and communities. When you say sustainable, what's the key to that?
Well, you know, sustainable doesn't have to be uncomfortable, you know? Sustainable can be something that captures not only your energy costs, but helps you understand the homeowner. We just did a sustainable home, our company up in Traverse City area, and these folks are doing all kinds of neat stuff: LED lighting, special insulation, special monitoring systems, and solar electricity. And if they wanted to, they are pretty well set in case there's a problem, or if they decided they even wanted to go off grid.
I was going to say, they could live off the grid then at that point.
They could. We call it more, what we do is we call it interactive. So it's an interactive system. You can go either way. And most people will stay with the grid, mm-hmm. but if push comes to shove, they've got that option.
Now, you're involved in solar energy, I understand. We're talking with Alan O'Shea. Among other things, he's the president of CBS Solar, as well as the co-chair of the Michigan Renewable Energy Fair. So how big is solar in terms of the percentage of energy that is produced in the state of Michigan?
Oh, gosh, it's still very small. But if you encompass all of the large projects that are done and being done, you're looking at maybe 2%.
Mm-hmm.
The potential is much greater than that.
Sure.
And then if you take the residential applications and the commercial applications around the state, you could be looking at another couple percent. So it, over the past 3 or 4 or 5 years, it has pretty much doubled. And it's the fastest growing job creator in the state of Michigan, and that's why the GLREA is pretty excited about this fair, because we're seeing a huge amount of interest out of the general public just to to find out not only about jobs, but find out how to do this for themselves and their families.
I don't know if the guys in here heard about this, but I thought that one of the key things to the advancement in solar energy has been the development of some new kinds of solar panels, that then has been a technology that was introduced that helped, you know, in a quantum kind of way to make that available.
Well, that's true. The panels have gotten the photovoltaic panels have gotten far more efficient. In the old days, they used to have a company in the Detroit area called Unisolar, and they made panels that were, you know, it was a great company and wonderful people. It just couldn't make it through the gauntlet, I guess you could say. And now we're selling panels that produce maybe three times that much energy for less than half of the cost that you would have paid for one of those older panels.
Yeah, I understand that there's even some materials that are now being able to be put into the glass on buildings that are being constructed. Some of the new high-rise buildings are being constructed. Am I right on that?
That's true. We're working with... our company also works with a few people that are using thin film applications on glazing for not only... It's being done a little bit more in high-rise buildings.
That's
because...
What I heard.
They have a bigger energy demand than a home, and they also have huge south-facing roofs, so they can do much more for their application. So yes, there's some real creative stuff. Plus, you know, the huge battery storage programs that are coming out. My gosh, you'll be able to charge it up during the day and run your home or business, and then turn around at night and draw out of batteries. Solid-state electronics and computer programming do amazing things.
Alan, there's been some big jumps in technology and batteries as well, I think in the state of Michigan, am I right?
Oh yes. There's battery companies that will be at the Energy Fair that will be not only sharing and talking about it, but there's companies out there that... Everyone's already heard much about the Elon Musk and the Tesla battery system.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There are 10 or 20 companies that do the same thing in the United States, and they do it now. They're doing it right now.
Well, that's exciting. Okay, Alan O'Shea, our guest here, talking about the Michigan Renewable Energy Fair. Cal, you had a question?
Yeah, Alan, are there still energy credits for consumers? Like if I got in contact with your company and I wanted to do the roof of my house with solar, are there credits for that or that sort of thing still?
Yes, there is. That's a very good question. The Obama administration teamed up with Paul Ryan. I got to give credit to both of them. When Paul Ryan was made Speaker of the House, they walked in. Paul Ryan said, I want to export oil. And Obama administration said, well, we want to extend the tax credits, and guess what? We can now export oil, and we extended the tax credits through to 2020.
Mm.
So, yes, there'll be another 4.5 years of 30% tax credits available.
Excellent.
And it's quite exciting because it shows what can be done with cooperation.
You know, and that's important. I remember in the 80s, 1981, my father built his home up north, and he put in geothermal back then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still running geothermal up there because of the Carter administration's. And at the time, he paid $6,000 for geothermal for that. For his entire house, and it's been running flawlessly since then. Matter of fact, he's had it so long that they no longer make the components. He's had to have the circuit boards redone because the electronics has changed so much.
That's fascinating.
In all of these years.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
That's fascinating.
I've got a 30-year-old solar domestic hot water system on my home, and it's only been, I probably have put $600-700 in repairs in it over the 30 years.
Wow.
We calculated it made $38,500 worth of positive income for our family. So.
That's fascinating. Alan, let's talk about just kind of quickly the details on the fair. It's going to be going on this coming weekend, the 24th and 25th.
Yes. Let me share that. June 24th and 25th at the Ingham County Fairgrounds. That's in Mason, Michigan, near Lansing. And if you look it up, it's easy to get to from Detroit or Ann Arbor or Lansing, anywhere, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Fair admission is going to be $5. A lot of great speakers. Jack Lessenberry is going to be our keynote speaker, but all kinds of speakers on energy efficiency and so forth. And that gets you into all three of those aspects of the program. We have over 100 vendors going to be there, which is we had about 75 last year, so it is up about 30%.
Well, that's fantastic, yeah. And there'll be live
music and kids' activities, an electric vehicle. There'll be some Teslas there.
Oh, really? Oh, that sounds like a great time, folks. Well, this is a great way. The kids are getting out of school, I think, in the coming week, so it'll be a great time to pack up the family and head up to Mason, Michigan, which is near the Lansing area. Am I right on that?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep, it's very close, about 15 minutes drive from Lansing.
All right, and that'll be taking place this coming weekend, June 24th and 25th, and the admission is only $5. Sounds like it's going to be another great year, and it just keeps on growing, kind of like the windmills that I see growing in the center of Michigan.
That's another story. We'll have to get to that at another time, you know, but I encourage everyone to come up. 70% of Michigan residents want to know more about energy and solar energy, and let's hope they come out and spend $5.
Take advantage of that. Thanks so much, Alan, for being with us.